The Bird Show.
I feel the need to re-explain my frozen embryos. And for those who are new Bird Show listeners, I have frozen embryos. And let me explain what they are. Because you're freaking me out by coming up to me at events and asking me if I'm pregnant. And that's all you say to me is, hey, Melissa, are you pregnant?
People are doing that.
Yes. And then people have come up to Katie Jo and myself and have gone to me and says, is Katie Jo's pregnant? And it's like, you know, and at first it throws me off.
And they see you chugging like tequila shots and smoking cigarettes.
And I get,
right.
So and smoking off the hookah.
Right.
Yeah, like the babies are in danger.
But it just, but for any woman who's not pregnant, for someone to come up and say, are you pregnant? It throws you for a second. It throws you for a loop. And then I remember, oh, yeah, I've talked about my frozen embryos on the air. So Katie Jo and I have decided that we want to be mothers, but it is just not time for us to be mothers yet.
And for new listeners, Katie Jo is Melissa's girlfriend.
Is my girlfriend. And we've been together almost 5 years. And it was a couple years ago that Katie brought it up to me about freezing my eggs because I'm older than her. I turned 40 this year. And so I thought, okay, well, let's do that. Well, when you go through in vitro fertilization, IVF, they recommend that you freeze embryos instead of eggs because embryos are more hardy and they'll survive the freezing process, where eggs that are not fertilized will not survive the freezing process. So we went through the process of finding a sperm donor.
Which none of us know who this dude is. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, we have not released who the sperm donor is.
Will you ever?
Released.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know if I can say this on air. Let me think if I can say this on air. We saw a special the other night. Is what made me also think about this. We saw a special the other night that has to do with IVF and the process of freezing embryos. And they have a name for the room that the guy goes in to leave his deposit.
Oh, that must be so uncomfortable. Oh, wow.
What's the name of it?
Let me think. I have to think of it for a second.
Some
see if
dude
it's
will call up, or some woman will call up and know.
Because, I mean, they try to make it into a, like, they the last, you know, phrase of the word is a torium, you know, like a, I don't know if I can say it. So but that's where the guys go into and
proceed with caution.
Yeah, yes.
And if you think that like dudes are just eager to do that, and this just gives them an excuse, that's so wrong. Like being thrown into a room and everybody knows what's going on in there, it's got to be very, very uncomfortable.
Well, we had gone through the sperm donor bank, you know, list and everything, and it was just kind of an odd experience for Katie and myself. If everybody's experience with this is different. Katie, not obviously because we're lesbians, we need to have this process done. There are other women and couples out there who have difficulty having children, and that's the reason they have to have this done. But for us, the anonymous from a website donor just did not set well. So we decided to go with somebody that we do know personally and who already has a family. And I have not shared with anybody who this is. And so,
as I said, will there ever be a day where you do?
I would have to talk to them and see. And I say them because it's he and his wife to me are, as a couple, mm-hmm. as a unit, are the donors for our child, okay. our children, our child. So we.
I know when you're. I just want to let you know when you're not around, people try to guess who that person is.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah. Well, when we were looking, there were random people that came out of the woodwork, Jeff Dill, who were trying to volunteer and were almost hurt that we did not ask for their manhood. So I went through the IVF earlier this year. I went through the putting shots on my stomach, doing all the hormones, doing all that, and was able to produce 4 solid eggs that we have frozen somewhere outside of mine and Katie's bodies. Mm-hmm. It's not in a freezer. In that movie we saw the other night too, it's this container, and I told Wendy off air, it's almost very James Bond like. It's this big cryogenic, like big steel container that they have, like that sits on a floor. And Katie now says that our embryos are in a keg, so she's very excited about awesome. Having embryos frozen in a keg.
Well, she graduated from UGA, so you can understand how all the analogies sort of go in that
exactly.
direction.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely right. It made her feel at home. It's like, oh, look, a keg.
So my question is, when are you going to tap that keg?
Well, that is, it just depends on when we save enough money to do that.
Yes,
IVF is very expensive and not covered by everybody's insurance, including this company's. And so it's cash out of pocket. So it's more of a money issue than anything. But yeah, Katie is not pregnant. Mm-mm. And I am not pregnant. We're not going to be pregnant anytime soon. So regardless of what, please don't come up to me and ask me if I'm pregnant anymore. Please.
It must be making you feel a little insecure. Like,
little
have
insecure.
I put a little weight
it's
on
like, oh,
or like?
Crap. Well, I mean, I know that I like chocolate, but damn, do you have to tell everybody? Don't point it out.
Get it? The Bird Show.